Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Oh No Wrestling. This one being a mobile show live from an MGM Grand Hotel in beautiful Las Vegas. Here with my good friends.
Nevada. Which way do you guys
don't
say
do it? Don't do it.
Do you guys say Nevada or Nevada?
Oh, I'm going full Vada. I'm full Vada.
Yeah.
I'm a Vada man.
You're a Vada man?
Yeah, you
it's like Arvada or Arvada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely Arvada.
It is definitely Arvada.
I think I'm Nevada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nevada. So I will say this. I think you guys are all correct in the pronunciation of the state. I lived in a town called Grass Valley, which was right next to a town called Nevada City.
Mm.
And that was how they could tell if you were a local.
Ah.
Like, so if you said Nevada City, they were like, no, you're not one of the 3,000 people who lives here.
Obviously
not. And then if
you
said Nevada, so it's in Northern California. All right. Like, oh, all right.
So. Well, thank you, Matthew, for starting that out.
Yeah.
Before I even got the introductions out of here. By the way, I am Owen, your Sharp Break kid.
Jesus
Along
Christ.
With me is my good Clint Klopsky and my
Maharaja
Matthew.
Nevada.
And my good friend Duncan's here as well.
The King of Bong style.
As you can tell, we're having a great time here in Las Vegas. Literally, we are... I'm sorry. I was going to introduce
Christ,
her later.
Owen.
I ignored the most beautiful woman in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelsey's here as well.
Yay.
So
hello.
First time on Oh No Wrestling.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being around all these nerds right now at this affair here?
In this room?
No, you're used to us.
You just called us nerds.
Okay,
tell her we're nerds.
The lie is.
Yeah, okay.
We're all nerds. No, I am completely comfortable with this convention because I grew up going to anime conventions. It's very similar.
It's not that much different, right?
The smell is similar.
Yeah.
The smell's actually better here, surprisingly. Yeah.
I believe
the
anime
conventions are terrible.
You and I got some smell in September when we were
Man. Let's wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow might
be
worse.
And Saturday. Saturday is going to be hot. And fucking... Ooh, the nerds are going to be out in full force.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I'm putting my money that on Saturday the arena smells like a sack of assholes.
Oh, I'm not going to be surprised if it. I would be surprised if it doesn't.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that being said, we do just have to say, like, we are sitting here in, like I said, a Las Vegas hotel room at the
cool.
MGM Grand. Above almost where we will be seeing this All Elite Wrestling first pay-per-view tomorrow.
Saturday.
Here's the thing. We came in a day early. That's where your mind might be going. Because
yeah.
Earlier tonight, we actually pulled off an amazing fucking move that
pulled off the greatest heel turn.
Like, amazing.
Actually, maybe the greatest face turn.
If you've read Jericho's books or listened to them or anything like that, or just listen to any stories of wrestlers when they're in the dark and they're trying to keep everyone else in the dark too, the way they sit in the trailers, they show up, they're not going into the room and they're like changing with everyone in the locker room and stuff like that. They try and keep it so dark. Owen and I tried to do that, and between the two of us, you can see how haphazardly I sat on stickers a few minutes ago. So can you imagine how much it took for us to be able to pull this off?
It was definitely the best surprise that I've received. Like, I was legitimately shocked. Like, Kelsey and I, to set the scene... Kelsey and I are at dinner at a buffet.
And we've been here for like 24 hours at this point. Like,
yeah.
It's not.
We've been here for a day.
And you guys think I'm coming in tomorrow.
We think you're both coming in tomorrow.
Owen's coming in around 4.
Four, yeah.
Like,
so
maybe might not catch the weigh-ins.
Exactly. So we're figuring that we're going to be covering. Oh, spoiler alert. Thanks, StarCast. There's a convention in town called StarCast as well as the All Elite Wrestling.
Most of these nerds that listen to Oh No Wrestling
of course,
are pretty
they're
familiar
know.
With this stuff.
Sure.
But it begs mentioning. Yes.
I mean, it does beg mentioning because half of the like the things that you will be hearing coming out of Oh No Wrestling in the very near future are going to be because we are covering the StarCast convention as credentialed media.
That's not even a joke.
No,
even though I did giggle. I like the giggle as you said it because it makes me giggle every time I think about it as well.
Right.
But I dare say we're probably more professional than half the people that are here.
I mean, we've definitely seen some less than professional looking people walking around flashing their media creds for sure.
Yeah.
We haven't put ours on yet because we haven't been on the fucking clock.
Exactly.
Like,
we
been
haven't
enjoying
started
ourselves.
Yet.
No.
Exactly. That settling starts tomorrow. In. But yes, that'll be a huge day for us tomorrow. We're going to try and hit as much of the floor as possible and just try and get as many interviews with as many, you know, wrestlers and, you know, important people as we can, honestly.
I feel like we should have a pretty good chance of that, especially because, like, having been there already at the convention and seen kind of how they have it laid out.
How is the layout?
So it's interesting.
Because we talked about it.
There's not even
before. It was just kind of a really bad layout in Chicago.
I mean, this, you have to walk a mile and a half to get to where the convention is.
Yeah, but once you get back there, it's actually really nice. Like, everything's in the same area. The vendor room's going to be right next to where everything else is. Like, it's actually really convenient.
Yeah. And
so you don't have to, like, jump around a bunch and, like, have to, like, go, like we were saying, like, we were going between floors and we were also going between, like, U-shaped. It was, like, getting in the middle of, like,
a
horseshoe.
There were a lot of reports that the last StarCast
was not that it was a bad event. It was just
well,
the layout was
pretty poorly and laid out. Yeah.
And it's the building, you know, so
yeah,
by design, they were kind of flawed from the beginning without their fault.
And
but
a lot of these convention center type situations are going to be like that. It doesn't matter where it is, whether it's here in Las Vegas, whether it's in Chicago, it doesn't really matter. They're always going to be subject to a little bit of that.
Absolutely.
It's kind of the nature of the beast, I think.
For sure. The last StarCast, I think the problem was that they had a lot more people than they were anticipating.
Fair enough.
So this time they're anticipating a lot of people, but they still got, I think, a lot more people than they were anticipating.
The line was crazy.
The line.
You guys said you sat in line for like 3 hours total?
It was 3 hours by the time we got done meeting. So we had meet and greets for the Young Bucks and Cody and Brandy.
Damn.
Who is your favorite? You can only pick one. Fuck one, marry one, kill one. The other one doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And both of you got
to
do it.
Yeah, both of you guys have to do it. Because you guys met them.
Because we met them?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just so awkward.
Yep. One doesn't exist. Marry one, kill one.
Fuck Cody.
I was going to say marry Cody.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair.
You marry Cody, fuck Brandy. But I don't like the Bucks so much.
See,
she is gorgeous in person, I must say.
No.
Like,
yeah.
She's shitty on TV.
I will say, when we were at All In, do you remember me saying to you when we saw Brandy, like, just literally at the All In paper, I was like, she is gorgeous
it's
in
stupid.
Person.
Yeah,
she is beautiful.
Like,
yeah,
it's
she is
so
fucking beautiful.
Dumb.
Like, when you see her, like, you see her in pictures and videos and stuff, she's beautiful. But when you see her, you're like, holy shit, you're actually,
right,
like, exotic, like, fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely. Just.
And she also just has a good fucking vibe about her, too. I feel
yeah,
like, I know,
like,
she's been
yeah,
getting heat.
Like,
I know
sure
she's
does.
Been getting heat online and stuff like that, you know, with the new position. But who gives a fuck?
She's the hardest working woman
exactly.
in professional wrestling right now. And she has to work infinitely harder because she's a woman
yes.
in the wrestling business. Fuck that shit.
Exactly.
She is killing it. And they were both. Everybody we met was so appreciative of the fact that we were there.
Yeah, they were so genuine. Oh my God. Like,
yeah,
all four of them was just like truly like looked you in the eyes and were like, thank you for being
like,
here.
Thank
like,
you for showing up.
Rehearsed.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Like
really
you
cool.
could tell that they were like all still like, and Cody even said it. He's just like, we're all just fans. Like, you know, we're all here because we're fans of pro wrestling. And
yeah, he did not act like he was like a star at all. Like he was just acting like he was one of the other people in the room. Like
yeah, that's
really
cool.
Really
that
cool.
comes first before this
Well, he's
huge thing.
Well,
that they're
he would
doing,
be hanging
you know?
Out like if he wasn't Cody Rhodes, he could be you, Duncan. You know, like sitting there, yeah. And then all of a sudden, like you get huge tomorrow. You know, for something like doing podcast or like doing what you do with Cirque and all this, like something like it catapults right? you to this level that people are like so many eyes for some reason. I guess is the level of success that people like kind of judge things by, but they're seeing it. But for that. Like being genuine again, it's like you just sitting there, like yeah. we're just sitting hanging out, and
right?
For what you just said, Kelsey, to be for him to be like, I'm just thank you so much, we're just fans, like this type of thing. It's that's what we are, and that's why we're sitting in this.
And it's why I think a lot of the fans like us relate, because we all know that the Young Bucks are fans. We all know that Cody's a fan. We all know that like most of the guys that are in this, you know, promotion, these up and coming guys, they're fans before anything.
Yeah.
You know, like that's
how they became.
That's how they became professional wrestlers. Right, they exactly. wouldn't be professional wrestlers. It's just the it's like the Kevin Owens thing, right? You know, it's that whole story. It's those guys that have just grown up with it, grown up idolizing, for instance, like a Chris Jericho and here that, you know, and then
right.
later down the road, potentially, you know, interacting or, you know, like. You know, having a match with Chris Jericho or whatever it is, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure Kenny Omega grew up watching Chris. I mean, it's not, you know, out of the realm of possibility.
Sure.
Especially know? Both being from Winnipeg.
Absolutely.
Right.
You idiots.
That's still the best. Chris Jericho, he's a treasure.
So, you know, obviously where we surprised you guys, which was like, I don't think we quite finished that. Yeah. Because
no.
It was amazing.
We snuck up on you.
Yeah.
The idea was that, yeah, me and Matthew planned for a couple of weeks before, you know, I was originally going to come out on the Friday. We both were.
Yep.
And then I get a call from Matthew basically just saying, yo, can you change your flight? Do you think you can, like, switch it up?
What's the chances
like,
of this?
What's because I got the hotel room. So I'm like, well, right. fuck. Like, well, I'm doing it now, aren't I?
Right? I was like, it's just going to be me. Yeah, like, right. Are we going to be bunkies the whole weekend, or are we going to have a solo night? Seems solo awkward. Night.
We doing this or not? All yeah. right, fine. So,
are
yeah.
you all in?
So I did it, and then, like, the plan started to getting hatched. Like, oh, how can we... I mean, because I got to get you back a little bit. I had to get you back for when you just like came in my house like randomly.
It was,
I knew you
it
were
was,
in town and just like almost gave me a heart attack.
It was, I mean, it wasn't breaking and entering because your door was unlocked, but it wasn't
you know
uninvited.
Me?
He's just
it was,
lucky.
I was a home intrusion.
He's
I was
just really lucky.
I'm less lucky. Yeah. I'm unlucky that your pants weren't down. I was secretly hoping. I was like, come on.
Come on. Here we go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
You had about a... dude, you hit that like 2 out of 10 like chance.
I knew the day I was showing up, though.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that you were going to be nervous, so you'd
yeah,
have
he's
your
nervous.
Pants on.
He's not doing that.
Yeah.
I nervous jack off all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but no, that's
just
because...
That's your tick? You get nervous, you just start being off.
Pretty much.
It gets rid of anxiety. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm not going to yeah. awesome. Judge.
So, yeah, no, I had to get you back.
Yeah.
And we did. We planned it out. I was trying to, like, pull all these different, like, facts out of you all day. I'm like...
So, Owen was a sleuth.
I've
said it before, and I'll say it again. He was a sleuth.
Today.
So... he kind of came up with the idea. I think it was, you probably had the idea before last night, but last night you text me because we both were saying, all right, we're taking it easy. We're having to like, we're going to sleep early. We have like long weekend ahead of us, you know,
last
have a
night.
Good night. But guess what? Like didn't even talk on the phone, just a couple of quick texts and just like, all right, how are we going to do this also? And then
right.
Owen had the idea and he was like, we're going to hit up Kelsey once we get together and like we settle down and we're going to text Kelsey and we're going to say like, make sure Duncan is not like able to see your phone and tell us that we can send you texts. And then we were going to
send
her text.
Because it's
going
to involve a surprise for him
yeah.
that we weren't going to tell her that we were there
right.
yet.
Yep.
And honestly.
The one day I don't bring my phone.
But
right?
Was it really?
Yeah.
And you did
yeah.
have
but
some weird
lucky.
Texts, I'm sure, from us, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's lucky, though, because. because ordinarily what would have happened is I'd have probably had your phone in the fanny pack.
Oh, shit.
Because
and you probably would have seen
and
it.
And I would have been like I would have just randomly picked it up, and like, because it's the new iPhone, anytime you pick it up, it fucking
lights up.
And I would have been like, you have a text from Matthew and Owen.
So maybe it was better if the universe worked in our
favor.
No,
it definitely did. It 100%
did. So Owen eventually gets out of you.
Well, Owen,
like, randomly enough, Owen and I are walking around trying to figure out what you guys are going to do, and then you text him that you are eating at some buffet.
Well, no.
Owen's asking way too many questions.
Owen's asking a lot of questions. And
you knew something was fishy, but you didn't know quite what it was.
I also was stupid and hungry.
I was also texting you at the same time opposite him about different things. So
I didn't even really think too much about that.
So I guess that didn't work, that move, but I thought I was being sly.
I didn't think that there was like any sort of collusion going on.
Okay.
So
there
was
collusion.
There was definite collusion for sure.
We thought you were both in different states still. Like, we would have never.
Yeah. Like, and it would, the timing would have lined up completely for both of you texting.
Well, when I was texting you, it would have been like when I would have gotten home or something. It was like around that time.
So. We're laughing because you're sending us texts. We're both in this hotel room.
Yeah.
Reading them out loud. Like, and I'm like, I was like, he sent you the Young Bucks picture.
He was
like an hour and a half before me. I was like, oh, I see how it is.
Because I sent yours through Facebook Messenger. And it went through right away.
Yeah.
And I sent yours through text, and it didn't go through for fucking
an hour and a half later.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Because we were in the...
Oh, we talked about it.
You'll see. Fucking... You'll see.
He gets jealous. He's my roommate. Like, you
Jesus
gotta,
Christ. There's a tape line down the center of the fucking room. You guys can't even see it. God.
I found out through somehow. I'm asking all these questions.
You're asking questions.
But he finds out that you're at a buffet at
the
Mirage.
Well, first it was like, well,
or
what are you guys
buffet,
doing? That was it. I was like, well, we've been in line for 3 hours for these meet and greets, and like, we're just about done. And then you text me as we're walking out, and all I could think about is, oh my God, I have to piss. Because if it's standing in line for 3 fucking hours,
yep.
And I'm 36 years old and I have to pee every half an hour. So, like,
I wouldn't make it through a Lord of the Rings, man.
Bro, I don't make it through Happy Gilmore, which just restarted, by the way.
Oh, nice.
But I was just like, you're like, so what's the plan for tonight? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm like, we're going to get food. Okay. Now knowing the situation, I could just see Owen being like, okay.
No, and he was saying that out loud to me while this was happening. He was like, okay. So he just texted me this and he's like, we need to figure out like what he's getting and where he's getting it. Like, he was like, I can't do like literally. I think we had that conversation. You were like, we can't do much with this information.
No, he's like, and then it comes back. Well, I'm like, I think I sent you. Okay, you read it. Yeah, you read it.
It was
the record.
It was it started with so you're staying at Caesar's, right? Tuscany. Okay, got you. Caesar's wasn't a thing when we booked. Google mapping stuff to see how far apart everything is. Walking distance from the ground. All right,
that's good. That's
no,
good
it's good.
Thing. Good
and then I said, it is. May take 30 minutes or more, but it's not awful. Then you said, found any decent places to eat in Vegas that aren't super pricey. I said, not really.
It was a solid move on his.
Solid
that
move.
Planned. That was a planned question.
And that was
then,
a very planned
very
question.
It was.
Question.
And then
there's
we got the
before that.
Planted.
And then we got the... What are you eating tonight?
What are you eating tonight?
Just sat down at a buffet, actually. Getting some of Las Vegas's finest seafood.
Nice. You didn't tell me about that one. I was in on all of them except for that one. That's a good one. Can't believe you left that out.
And I said... It's a prime rib because I didn't want to get involved in the fight for crab legs because old white people are fighting over crab legs.
They do.
And I was just
true. It was empty. The bucket was
they were
gone.
Because they were
oh, they
fighting
go at
over
them with the tongs.
Yeah,
they get
fuckers.
At each other. Yeah, they'll tong you.
Owen's response.
They have their own claws.
Yeah.
Owen's response.
Claw
if it's any good,
people.
You'll
claw
have to
claw
tell
crime.
Me. If it's any good, you'll have to tell me which one it is.
Oh, see, that's smart. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that.
That was good. And in my mind, I'm just like, they close at 9 p.m. Line. I'm like, there's no chance you're ever going to come here. But cool. It's...
It didn't even cross your mind.
No, but I was just like,
tell him where I'm at.
I was like, it's not bad. It's called Craving. It's in the Mirage. And then I said, I cannot express the scope of size of these places.
So we were like having a beer and we finished, chugged the rest of our beer. And yep. Like as soon as we got that message and we were like James Bond, it's like mission on.
Yep.
like, let's go. Like, let's grab a taxi. Boom, in the taxi. Then the taxi driver took us to the wrong location because he thought he...
Took us to a dispensary for some reason. We did not ask for that.
No, we did not. We told him to go to the Mirage.
He literally had dispensaries all, like, plastered over his car like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then...
So we made one joke about it looks like it's our thing. Yeah. And like then apparently
and he
that
was like,
man,
oh, man. They must need to buy weed. And it's like, bro.
No, come on, man.
Bro. No, we were good. Then we made it to the Mirage.
We did. And then we snuck in there all the while I'm doing
my... Of course,
my...
because we have the, like, a seat. Our table is in view.
Uh-huh.
Of the like the entrance where everybody comes in,
which was handy for us.
Oh,
which,
yeah,
but also, quite detrimental to me.
Had you guys not been in your direct, that
had
we might
not been locked
and
into
no one called
food,
it.
Like you guys,
it was
you,
time.
I had my
two, of I, all people, no,
I had my hoodie up. You would not have recognized me.
You understand the zone that I get into when there is food involved.
Like, there was a food zone, but there also was a lot of ninja skills.
But I'm pretty sure
a few people in that restaurant thought that it was a SWAT team or some like.
Yeah. We haven't talked about this, but literally as soon as he said it to him, I was like, get down. And I was like, we got to go. And then I was like, go. And I started running and you started running. Too.
And I followed him. Like, he's got his hoodie up. He's in the restaurant like,
down,
to come to surprise
sprinting.
You. I'm behind him. He's sprinting. Fuck, I don't have a hoodie, but I'll duck down with you, and I'm just doing the whole
thing.
And
we were going in and out of it.
Meanwhile,
I'm
in dessert
mode. There were some 90-degree angles that we
took. I'm in full-on dessert mode. Like, I have, like, eaten about half of everything on my plate, and I was locked the fuck in.
And I had no plan of what we were going to do once we got there.
All of a sudden, there's two jackasses sitting at the table. And I just look up, and it takes... legitimately 3 seconds.
Yeah, we thought it was like some crazy people.
I had no fucking clue what was happening. So like I looked up, I identified that there were people at the table, and then my stoned ass took a few seconds, and then I was just like, what?
Dude.
I recognize.
It was the laughs for me. Like I heard the laughs and I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome.
It was amazing.
It was fantastic. And so literally I would just... What the fuck? Like, it's... What?
anything can happen.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Exactly.
It was great.
Because I had, in my mind, figured that Kelsey and I were going to be stumble-fucking our way through the majority of everything tomorrow kind of on our own. And I was like, this is going to suck. Not because we can't do it, but just because it'll be a lot easier if there's...
No, dude.
Yeah.
I think we all know that. And I think that's like part of. I think that's part of the thing. So,
and also part of the thing is that like, if we're all gonna be like, want us to all be there.
Yeah.
To enjoy it and to be able to take advantage of it, because if there's three of us, all gonna see different shit.
Can I say that it makes the too sweet a little sweeter?
Oh. How long have you been holding on to that one?
I just came up with it right now.
Yeah, just right now. Just right now. Haven't been thinking about that for 3 days.
I saw him writing
all.
It in his, quote, journal. I think it's a diary over
on
his side of the bedroom.
I told you not to look at that. I told you not to look at that.
It even says, Matthew, don't look.
Yeah.
I think he's been trying to pick the lock. It's not fair.
Your Lisa Frank
the
journal.
Lock, scrape the tape. It's the same thing.
So anyway, that's what brings us, I guess, to this kind of point where we're here again in this. We're overlooking the Hooters Inn.
The Hooters Inn.
I don't know what to call it. Hooters Resort and Casino.
Okay. Every place is the blank resort and casino.
Okay, no, I got that. There was actually a Hooters Inn, and it was in Lakeland, Florida.
Of course.
Just just off of I-4 on Highway 98, and it was an old truck stop with an attached Hooters.
But then
Hooters bought the whole inn and like tried running it, and it apparently went into Meth Town real quick.
Well, I think this is phase two that we're overlooking right now. They got a little more money. They've expanded, and they're really making a go at it.
Can I tell you, apart from
a Steak and Shake attached to it.
I came to do three things in Vegas. I came to go to StarCast. I came to see Double or Nothing. And then I came to come to the Hooters Resort and Casino.
Fuck yeah.
Because that's where my heart is.
I mean, that's America.
By the way, for some reason, the Hooters Resort and Casino has a Steak and Shake attached to it. Don't know why.
That's fine.
Because America, man.
I'll let it slide.
I mean, the Link has an In-N-Out burger in it. There's a White Castle attached to something over there too.
Owen and I were walking across the street earlier, got rerouted over a bridge and ended up in the Gucci store.
That's how
Literally.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
we were like, this is ingenious planning on like the city planners. Uh-huh.
Well, so okay,
make you
for
walk
those of you
through these little malls and shit.
Some of
They're
them
everywhere.
So for those of you who've never been to Las Vegas.
First time here.
A lot of the streets, the major intersections, you cannot cross on street level. So they have all these bridges and pedestrian walkways built. But they're in kind of jackassy ways, so you have to like walk out of your way a little bit and then go up the bridge and over and then around. And some of them...
A five-minute walk becomes a 20-minute walk.
Yes. Absolutely.
And because they're jackasses who don't know how to use a fucking turnstile.
We saw a bunch of Asians get piled up in a turnstile, one of those revolving doors. They just couldn't figure it out. They were all flippy flopping, like, oh.
We stood there for like probably 45 seconds before going to the next one because we were
just
like, they're going to work
right
it out.
Through it.
They didn't.
They were still in there when I got out of it.
Yeah.
They do get really flippy. They're like,
They get all like, flippy floppy.
Oh, my God. It's so bad when there's like a huge group of them, too, because they're always walking too fucking slow for me. And then I have to either walk through them or around them. And I know that I'm triggering some sort of like kaiju phobia that they have of Godzilla and fucking like.
I wish you had like shoes that made like sounds.
Oh, you mean my regular shoes?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I want to accentuate it though so that like we can really get in on this. Just to frighten.
Like those Nickelodeon moon boots.
The moon boots.
But like if they had a sound. So like you have.
So,
the
no,
motion,
so what, you, what
and then
we
like
want.
A boom, boom, yeah.
Boom. What we want
is tied
want
to a
the,
MIDI trigger or
we
something.
We want the old LA lights. But instead of lighting up in the heel, they make the noise when you step.
Both, though.
You want the light and the sound?
Let's add pyro.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we add flames?
We can pretty much do anything we want.
Sparks.
It's true.
But we have to go downstairs to the casino and we have to win money.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
I do want to see you in a pair of moon boots now, though. Like,
dude, I can barely fucking
see that, too.
Okay, first of all... Moon boots wouldn't have fit me when I was a child. Okay, let alone now. Look at these fucking things.
All right, I'm going to see if these are available on eBay. I'm going to buy a pair and we're doing a video.
Giant Look, feet moon boots.
No, because
dude,
you know what's
a character. Yeah.
Yeah, giant. Yeah, you know what's going to happen is like somehow I'm going to break an ankle and work is going to be like, "How'd you break an ankle?"
At work.
They're going to be like,
no,
you didn't.
We saw that Instagram you did with your giant.
You got 109 views of you walking in moon boots and breaking your ankles, and we were fucking 9 of those views.
Exactly.
You would have to probably buy 2 pairs and put them together to fit your feet.
We really would. Like, it's...
I accept the challenge.
We'd be better off buying a pair of snowshoes and modifying them. Like, Christ.
I love that we're talking about wrestling.
Yeah, we've had this really,
oh, it's really good
in-depth
really
wrestling analysis.
I'm glad you guys
really
have tuned
rails
in.
Here. It's a great conversation. But
first of all, it's Vegas. I don't know what you expect. Literally all of us except Kelsey has a buzz.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, do you want to change that? There's Kelsey's some there's some vodka there. There's
yeah, my
some
Uber driver
mixers.
Gave that to me actually yeah. earlier for free.
Yes,
that whole bottle.
Yeah, the last person left
only
it in.
Matthew gets in an Uber
the last
driver
in North Las Vegas in the sketchy part where she was telling me she saw ghosts in her kid's bedroom
sure.
on pictures, and there were people who died in front of the house and got shot by drug dealers
Wait,
and stuff like that.
This is ghost vodka.
Why aren't you drinking that?
That's what it is.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
And I
then,
haven't had it.
And then she was like, so the last like person left this in here and they haven't claimed it. And she was like, I had to like pick up my grandson and then drop him off and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And she was like, so they haven't called. So you can have it if you want. I don't drink. And I was like,
I don't drink. Can you just take this open container of alcohol?
Right? It was just, so I took it.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not take
it. And then I came back to the hotel, or I checked in with it, and then I went and bought a fucking cooler to put Coors in
yeah,
so we could
then
drink
you got,
beer.
And then you got
And I got some mixers
with you
in case
the,
I want to drink yeah. ghost vodka.
So, I mean, which, they have fucking a liquor store at the airport. It's not... like out of the realm of possibility.
I wasn't trying to buy a handle of vodka for like 2 days.
No, yeah. but here we are.
Yeah, it's not going to be drunk.
You know,
honestly, what you should
we're going to end up passing it on to the maid that we leave it to.
There we go,
and she will enjoy it and pass it on yeah. to her ghost children, and
honestly,
so on and so forth.
Honestly, I can't believe I'm the only one thinking that you need to buy a couple more bottles of orange juice or pineapple juice. And just take them with you tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We need to get some cups and get some... Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to make a couple drinks.
We were researching open container laws and...
Don't worry. We're going to make that happen.
For I think as long as it's not... As
oh,
long
you
as
can,
it's not in glass. I don't think anybody gives a shit.
That's exactly it. You nailed it. As long as it's not in glass.
Yep.
Yeah, because they sell cans at Walgreens and people just walk right out with
yeah.
them.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
No, we
found
figured
that
out very quickly after we parted ways earlier this
yeah,
evening.
You have to imagine
literally
my surprise.
Probably within a minute after parting ways, we were in talks with someone with some beers and being like, do you need to pour it in a,
he's like,
in a
no.
cup or not? And he's like, no.
He's like,
and he's
he
like, I'm also Australian. And I was like, well, I wasn't going to call you a Kiwi. And he was like, thank God. And he's like, and he literally went on this rant about fucking New Zealanders.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, they hate each other.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
so.
They talk a little bit more proper than me.
Yeah,
he
did say that. Proper. They talk more proper.
I don't know that they do talk more proper. Their
no.
fucking vowels are a little bit more accentuated.
They talk so weird.
That's what I was about to say, but I didn't want to question it. And
yeah, no. I was going to bring up the criminal history of the country of Australia
yeah,
and
no,
then
they,
decided not
they like
to.
That.
Also, let's think of the criminal history of this guy that's come all the way from Australia to work in Las Vegas.
In
and now
Vegas.
He's sitting on Las Vegas at a beer stand selling me 24 rounds fucking beers for $20 a piece,
Seriously.
Whatever the fuck they
How
were.
How much was it?
Yeah,
much,
and he's
he paid for them. I don't know.
$25 for two tall boys.
Two
of they, Modelo.
Yeah, 24 ounce oh Modelo.
Is that by the Trump stand?
That's like...
That would be...
That's a 50 cents an ounce almost.
You would... Okay. At a store by me, I think a 24 ounce would cost me $2.99, $3.
Yeah.
It's about right.
Yeah, depending. Yeah. yeah.
So what you need to do...
So
is
the, that
to,
markup is pretty... Yeah, that's a pretty remarkable...
Yeah, it's pretty... Well, so markup. That's the trick about Vegas,
Well,
too,
and that's
is,
why we have a cooler full of beer. In here.
Well, and that's why your best bet is to... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. We don't... We both don't gamble down on the tables, but up here, we're gambling on life, and we're winning.
That's right.
And we're winning.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know what?
Tell them about the guy that we heard on the street behind us when we were walking.
Yeah. So, guys, I just got to – so we're walking, and this guy is just like, strip club. Guys, strip club. You want to go to the strip club? You want to go to the strip club. Strip club, strip club. No cover. Free cover. Free limo. Free limo. Guys, round trip ticket to Titty City. Come on.
Anything.
Come on, let's
Girl
go.
To your room.
He just kept going.
He just
like
kept
he
going,
stop.
But it was
just
the...
upping the ante?
It was yeah. the round trip ticket to Titty City.
Which someone has to use at AEW now, right? Like,
I mean...
If Dean Ambrose comes out...
Titty Master.
Titty
comes
Master
out.
Comes
That's his
out.
Gimmick.
Yeah.
There's also an awesome band by the name of Titty City.
Titty City's a great name.
I'm going to show you when we're not recording. It's actually pretty awesome. I got keen to them like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
This chick rocks the fuck out.
That's awesome.
I'm kind of into it already.
Yeah, I'm definitely into it. So anyway, we're going back to...
Welcome back to Odo Wrestling.
Jesus Christ.
Taking you on a round trip to Titty City. here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I keep forgetting that.
Broadcasting and live from the MGM across from the Hooters.
The MGM Grand across from the
Titty
lovely.
It's definitely Titty City.
Oh, that's where we were going. Anyway, no, I think we do need to talk a little bit about wrestling if we're going to call this a wrestling show. We're all excited, though, you know, because tomorrow
excited.
Is a huge, you know, chance that we're going to get to meet a lot of people. But I think we're also excited more than anything for the reason that we're really here, and that is the Double or Nothing event. All Elite Wrestling. To see this thing kind of come to fruition from what, you know, All In was to what the announcement of All Elite was to like, it's finally here to see them put a real company together with a real television deal, with a real pay-per-view
yep.
sort of like idea and package, with a real investor. And I keep saying real, but it feels real. And is that
it's the TV first deal. Like, they have, you know what I mean? Like, it is real. It's not. And not to say the Ring of Honor isn't real.
Not at all.
And not to say that New Japan isn't real.
Of course.
But their TV deals aren't
real.
Reaching.
They're not reaching, and the amount of buzz that AEW has been able to create in the short amount of time since it's been announced, right? And without having TV so far.
Solely
on
the internet.
In two days, you know, in 48 hours, we'll be watching the very first event by AEW.
Well, and they're making their stuff more available. Like, the Hot Topic thing was incredible. And you can see that even today when we were there. Like, you see all the shirts everywhere. You see the patches.
Yep.
You see the
it's
stuff
true.
That people
besides,
can get.
Yeah, besides the all the stuff that was from Pro Wrestling Tees, like, just the sheer amount of stuff that was from Hot Topic was just, it's everywhere.
There's a lot of the merch is for the fans, I feel like. And it was before AEW even was set up, but, like, Pro Wrestling Tees was doing that, and it was and they were making that available. And that's not to say I still have WWE shirts, and I still bought WWE shirts, and I love them, and I still wear them on, you know, and they're in my rotation.
Yep.
But it made it more accessible, and I think that speaks to what AEW is doing. It's that alternative. There is an alternative. You don't have to go to this one spot and get this one thing. You can, like, branch out. And we've seen that not just in wrestling now and a little bit before when we've had the Monday Night Wars and things like that. But I think if you look at that in every aspect of life, like, you have something, you need to have something that is a little bit different, a little diverse to kind of drive things and push everyone to raise the envelope, you know? And I think what they're doing is a great thing. And I think it's going to, I think if anything, it's just going to be really good for the wrestling industry.
What I really think is happening, and it goes deeper than just wrestling, is that there's a sense of a disenfranchised group of people in this country, and I hate to take it to that level, but it is. It's to a certain degree, it gets there, because what I'm saying is there are a lot of people that don't feel like they have a connection with a certain corporate greed and a corporate sensibility.
I mean, I think that's a worldwide sentiment. It's not just
and it's almost like what you're seeing now is it's sort of like that sentiment manifest itself in so many different ways of our culture, whether it be rock and roll, whether it be the music industry, whether it be movies, whether it be whatever, right? But what we're seeing is a dissension from the norm. And that's why AEW has such a great chance of working. Because there's a great group of people out there that are sick of WWE being the norm. And what there's a huge market of people out there that, of course, are hungry for this extra something when it comes to pro wrestling. Like, we're those people, obviously.
No, we want to watch wrestling.
Yes.
We don't want to watch a soap opera, which is essentially what
I want my stories, though.
Yeah, sure. But you tell the stories in the ring, and I'm going to be a lot more invested than watching a 5-minute pre-taped interview or, you know what I mean, like a boring ass vignette every fucking week. I think the bigger thing is the majority of actual hardcore wrestling fans are kind of tired of having their intelligence insulted and being, you know what I mean? Like, we're tired of...
Well, to a greater point, I think with what you've been saying, Owen, it goes to people have had more of a voice, actually, that is active and people will listen nowadays with social media and things like that than they've ever had before. Mm-hmm. So when I said a few minutes ago, as you were talking about it, and I was like, and even WWE... we've seen that they've actually done certain things or haven't done certain things recently because this voice. And it took them a lot longer than certain industries and things like that to listen to that social media. I still don't think they're fully listening to it.
Right.
But I think that's what helps the growth of comes from that kind of like grassroots. These are the people who care about it. And when people who care about it, this is then what elevates it to a level, and seeing where it's elevated to the level now where we're at the MGM Grand going to see this first ever AEW event. It's pretty fucking huge to see that happen.
I've never flown to a wrestling event. This is my first wrestling event that I've flown to. I know that's different for you two guys, but it would take a lot for me to fly to a WWE event. Okay?
Right.
You know, like, I know eventually...
If WrestleMania hadn't have been in Orlando, you wouldn't have gone.
I wouldn't have gone to that WrestleMania. Absolutely not. Like, not.
We were just like, well, we will fly to Orlando.
You've got connections with Florida, though, at that point. Like, there's a reason to kind of go.
I had to look Owen in the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we had only talked at that point.
It's true.
Yeah, no.
But also, like, you traveled to Houston for Ring of Honor.
Yep. We both traveled to Chicago.
Yeah.
You did a lot, even just driving from where you were in California to go see certain shows.
Sure.
I don't think many... I think, obviously, there are WWE fans that are flying out to go to every WrestleMania or huge events,
right? What's
happened to the
guy in the front row?
But I think that's diminishing over time.
Yeah.
And I think that you're getting more of just, the pop-up when they come to my town. You're not getting people traveling as much, I think, going to WWE events.
You get people...
Now, they'll travel for something like this, or they'll travel for Ring of Honor. They'll travel for something that feels different because they're seeking that difference. They're seeking that sort of individuality,
At the same time, you're getting that camaraderie. The same time, we were walking through the casino, and Owen's like, "I'm giving a big fuck you to anyone who doesn't give me the two sweet ski when
I
fucking
give you
walk
a two
by."
Sweet.
Yeah, and we saw some dude who got left hanging earlier. We walked out of the elevator and we were walking into the casino, and literally this guy would like walk by and tried to give someone some two sweets, and the dude didn't do it. And we both got him right after. He goes, "Woo! Thank God."
They didn't want to be left hanging in
Vegas.
Exactly.
So good brothers. We didn't leave them hanging, which also leads me to, and I'm sorry if I'm interjecting here
too much.
But Owen came up with a game while we were walking around Las Vegas earlier.
We wanted to tell you about this.
This is kind of our casino like roulette kind
of
thing.
It's our Las Vegas game because there's so many people in Las Vegas that to be honest with you, you can find any archetype of any individual, right? Like, pretty
absolutely
of anything,
any
right?
level of whatever you.
I saw Spider-Man earlier and an Iron Man with his helmet off.
I saw that guy too. I saw I saw Mickey Mouse. Like, he had cigarette burns
rapey
in his ear.
Mickey Mouse, some peacock and bitches. walking
some feathery bitches. What did I call them? I don't know.
Peacocks. Oddly enough, freezing. It is literally like.
I'm like, get out of here, you feather wearing bitch.
I hope they're getting paid a lot, but I also
they're not
hope yeah
I also
hope they just figure out
I also
life.
Who else did we see? We saw famous wrestler,
famous, like, you pointed him out and I was like, holy
clearly
shit.
Him
it was obviously him
clearly him
obviously but, I don't know how I missed it. I must have been looking the other
way. Should we break the news to our audience? Like, it's,
I think we
kind
should
of
break
a big
it because
deal.
It's actually on the strip, like, this might be like a news breaking
was it
hit.
Virgil
It was not Virgil.
No.
It was not.
Bigger.
It was a little bigger. Yeah, think bigger. Think more prominent. Think younger. Think more like.
I mean, there's no wrestling superstar bigger than Virgil, to be entirely honest with you.
That's a good point. Fair enough. No, I'm pretty confident we saw Ricochet going into a nightclub earlier tonight.
Yeah, a cowboy nightclub.
Uh-huh, a cowboy nightclub. And,
yeah.
I mean, it was definitely him.
And Owen was about to grab his picture, and he was, like, about to run up, and he was like, hey, I'm going to try and go talk to him. And as he was doing that, he got pushed through that velvet rope.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it must have been him.
It must have been. And then we walked a block down.
Oh, dude.
Maybe a block and a half.
This is even crazier, bro. Yes, it was not even a block and a half. There must be something going on at that club.
I would think so. Because
he was going that direction, too.
He was. Now that you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We may or may not have saw Carl Anderson.
Yeah.
Going into a nightclub.
On his way, man. On his way to that saloon.
So
we don't know. So our now the new game is find people who look like they're doppelgangers of wrestlers and get pictures with them.
And then
and we're
going to
promote it as if they're those wrestlers on the online.
Hey, guys. I saw Ricochet at like he's got to be going to AEW.
Ricochet
he
to
was
AEW
in Las
confirmed.
Vegas. I saw him at a club. It's me with it's a blurry picture of some
I will say
dark skinned man with a beard and going into a nightclub. Like
as we were walking here, we did see Leva Bates.
Let's say what now?
As we were walking here, we did see Leva.
Did
and
you
her
see
boyfriend.
Her?
Yeah, she was taking.
Oh.
They were taking selfies, and like I walked by, and I was just like,
they're here for a reason, though. They could be.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
she's
the
librarian.
Yeah.
Of course, there. She's here for a reason.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's cool.
I'd imagine there will be a battle of the librarians with her and
in the dentist.
Of course.
You have to have a dentist versus a librarian, obviously. They're kind of
a gimmick battle.
Yeah.
Well, I love Leva, but she's not ready for that. She's not. No.
Against Peter Avalon?
No. Against
Britt Baker.
Britt Baker, yeah.
Oh.
Like, no.
The dentist
no.
and the librarian.
I don't think that's.
I'm just saying we could go gimmick matches.
Yeah,
I don't know if dentists hate librarians or vice versa, but
yeah,
I'm willing to
so
bet
wait,
there's
if
a
it's
long
dentist
history
versus
of hatred.
Librarian came to AEW confirmed.
Confirmed.
Isaac Jacob.
Also confirmed. Ricochet going into a saloon tonight in Las Vegas.
Yep, definitely confirmed. Carl Anderson
in tow. He was just a half a block down, apparently.
Good brother Anderson from behind.
He looked like he was going to go into the LG store and buy a cell phone.
Yeah. Oh my god, that stores are.
It's a T-Mobile,
yeah,
right?
T-Mobile. Is this
store?
The entrance to the arena? And I literally walked by and I go, "Is this the entrance to the arena?" And he goes, "No, that's a store." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Why are there fucking glowing stairs like going up three stories like
to buy a cell phone?"
Yeah, I was like, "I can order that shit online."
Phone.
I know we're rambling a lot, guys, audience, but I will say,
but
yes.
You need to realize that it is 12:34 Las Vegas time, Pacific time. So for three of the four of us in this room. We think it's 3:34 in the morning.
Exactly.
We're
exactly.
A little delusional.
A little bit.
I'm only 2 hours.
Before. And it's fucking Vegas. Vegas is bizarre. Like, it's my first time here, and it is such a just a what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, the first time you get here. Again, we haven't talked much wrestling, but it's more of a case of just like, yeah, just what an extreme experience. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of a great place for them to do this as well. Like for AEW to do this, like it's obviously got the convention space. It's obviously got the ability to host this type of event.
Well, StarCast and AEW are not.
Oh, I know.
But I mean, I think
they keep that shit in mind.
They definitely do. And I mean, they work together, right? But I think so many people do think that AEW
and StarCast are
StarCast are the same
company.
Thing.
Yeah, no,
it's
totally
and
not.
It's not. I don't know. Like StarCast is our tomorrow, which is basically there's probably going to be about 1.5 million wrestlers there. And most of them, if they're not busy signing shit, we can walk up to and talk to them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So
what are some of the questions? I mean, that's like part of the thing is that
what do we even ask?
Like, what do we even ask? Like, that is a tough thing.
First of all, I would like to know about every wrestler's if they have pets and if they do have pets, if I could see pictures
of them.
That's
the one thing I've talked to Marty Scurll about is his dog.
Is Winston? Yeah.
Literally, when I walked up to him, he's like, "Hey, nice to meet you." And I was like, "How's Winston?" And then he was like, "He's good." I was like, Does he get lonely when you're gone? You travel a lot. I'm like, I kind of just want to know more about your dog.
Can we just talk about dogs?
Yeah, I was like, I love you to death, but how's your dog?
Yeah.
So can we do that with almost every wrestler we meet? Just not probably. Even ask them real questions about wrestling or Double or Nothing?
I think it's almost better if we do.
I think it dehumanizes it a little.
Yeah. How was your travel day?
It's awesome.
Let's ask them dumb shit. Not dumb shit, but
human shit.
Human shit.
How do you feel about the remake of Point Break?
First of all, no Swayze, no remake. That's the rule.
Don't tell me about what hotel you're staying in, but is it kind of shitty?
Is your hotel like did you get a good room? Did you get one of those like shitty rooms that hasn't been renovated in like 10
Would
or
you go in
years?
The hot tub?
Yeah.
There's semen in the hot tub.
Did you go in the hot tub?
Still semen in the hot tub.
Then you changed the question. Well, either way, we'll know.
We will know.
Honestly, as a wrestling fan, I like some of those interviews more where I get to learn a little bit more about just like who that person is.
Yeah.
Like on the other side than I do necessarily about what their aspirations are in the business or, you know.
I don't really care about that.
That's always what you hear.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you also know they are doing what they want to do because
they're here.
They don't want to be like, they don't want to be a shitty wrestler. They didn't get in the business of being a wrestler to be a shitty wrestler.
Everybody
they want
to
be a fucking main event. They want like eyes
although,
on them.
Although I do want to meet that guy though. It was just like, no, I came here to
waste your time.
Came here to do the bare minimum and get paid for it.
That's a good gimmick.
it's a great gimmick.
But that's Owen's gimmick. Said.
You can't do that.
Yeah. It's almost wellness policy.
It's almost the wellness policy. Practically. We show up stoned and drunk.
Yeah.
And then we.
We got to do a match now?
I'm paying you to be on the to be off air.
Yeah.
I honestly think
we ask about, like, ask about pets.
Ask about pets. Ask about favorite foods. Best places to eat in Vegas.
What type of protein is it? Plant based?
Will you go to the Hooters Resort and Casino with me?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, later. I guess.
How do you feel about the incredible Whopper? Like, I think the real hard hitting question.
I mean, I guess ask like, I don't know, give us a few of your favorite wrestlers.
Or their favorite town that they've played.
Oh, no, because this is the worst town I've ever been in, no matter what town. We're not seeing SCU
all the time.
What's your worst travel story? What's your longest layover? What the fuck did you do?
Yeah. Do you have any nightmare travel stories?
Yeah.
Let's
write a bunch of these down just to make sure we got to, you know.
Kelsey, write these down.
Yeah, write them down.
Your
secretary.
Phone's over there.
It's fine.
She's the only one that will.
You're not allowed to tell her to do that. I am allowed to tell her to do that, but
she's allowed to tell me to go fuck myself,
too. There's stickers on that bed.
I was concerned, yeah.
Sit anywhere near those. Yeah, definitely not on them.
Kelsey,
don't sit on them.
You're the only one that's allowed to sit on the stickers.
Oh.
Look, that might be crossing the line.
What do you guys think, though, that we have, if anything, do we have any surprises left for this weekend? Obviously,
there's no chance we don't have surprises.
I think Adam Page is going to wrestle.
Me too.
I think Hangman's going to wrestle. I think we're getting worked hard. Like,
we saw him during the meet and greet line today.
How's his knee?
And he walked in. And he, like, walked up to the Young Bucks, and, like, they treated him like they didn't know him. And they were like, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, do you need an autograph? Oh, you want a picture? Oh, that's great. It was fucking hilarious.
He was totally about it, too.
He was playing it up so hard.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, so what you're saying
but how is his knee?
His knee isn't injured?
Because he announced he's not wrestling at Double or Nothing.
Yeah, he said that to me.
And I think it's a work.
I couldn't see if he was wearing a knee brace underneath his jeans. There's nothing saying that.
Well,
he
was bagging it with some peas, you know what I mean?
Well, if he was bagging it with some peas, then you know that that's the most serious
of injuries. Yeah.
There's nothing like that's literally like
he pee bagged on the video.
Yeah. It's more extreme than getting surgery.
We definitely analyzed this video earlier and we definitely know some peas on a pee bag on the knee.
Not to be confused with Joey Ryan's piss jug from last year.
It's pretty hardcore is all I'm saying.
Yeah, all we're saying is think about this. Like, so Pac and Hangman said that they couldn't have the match, right, because of this whole thing, possibly speculation, Dragon Gate title, all the
rumors
sort of stuff,
and
right?
Innuendo.
Yes, right? So then they release the match. They make a big deal and say, okay, Hangman's going over to England to wrestle, and we can't do this for some reason because, well, the reason is because AEW, everything is about wins and losses, and so they count, so you couldn't want to have the disqualification that they had.
Yep.
Right? So now you do that. Who are you going to fill that in? Because you have to fill someone really big into that match.
It's a huge slot.
Right? Like, and they said they were going to. Now, all of a sudden, days after they released, like, what, 36 hours or so, 48 hours after they released, like, that match, now they're saying he cuts on being the elite, that his knee is hurt, and he's not going to be on there. Fuck that, he's going to be on there. Either
Absolutely.
That or he enters as number 21, and I'm just thinking this, on the Casino Royale, wins that shit, and then gets to wrestle fucking Jericho or Omega, whoever wins that for the fucking title.
That's probably a really good shout, dude. That's a really good shout. That's something I can see absolutely happening.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that was happening the whole time, but it might have been.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was at all. I think there was legitimate, like, I don't know. I also don't really care. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see Pac versus Hangman, but I'm not necessarily that concerned about their politics of it.
And if Pac really is playing that role, I kind of get it because of his allegiance, of course, trying to be a good guy to his original promotion and what have you. I get that too, but does come off like a bit of a dickhead.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think that he's always come off as a bit of a dickhead.
Sure.
Sort of his thing.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it also...
A bastard!
I think it also then leads into the way...
Fucking...
into the...
Whoa.
Into the, like AEW into wins and losses counting.
Right.
You know? And also, and playing Pac's advocate here, you know, which, by the way, Duncan... We need to go to where Tupac was shot and, quote, killed.
We walked by it earlier. It's right by our hotel.
Also,
which one's it by?
It's
new evidence has emerged.
It's like, because we were walking by and there's a white pylon, and people had like written in, like, miss you, Pac, and blah, 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 and shit like that. And I was just like, oh, fuck, it's like right here.
We should go, right? We'll find you.
Yeah.
Dude, can we go put an Ono wrestling sticker on it? And
I don't know that we want to attract that kind of attention.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking gang.
They're
warfare.
All those people that right. They're all those people I rode on Spirit Airlines with, aren't they?
Oh man,
that was a rough
Let's
couple
save that.
Flights.
Let's save that.
Let's just
save that. Let's talk wrestling.
Here, I'll bring us back to wrestling because I just went off topic with the whole Tupac thing, but talking about Pac, like, so. It then also leads back to AEW because AEW can say it's about wins and losses. So it's like, who is really in play here? Is it AEW creating this storyline? So maybe the match does randomly pop up in the card and everyone pops because they're, you know, trying to have certain things. Or was it something with him and then because he didn't want to lose that title and where he's at, you know, and he's not signed to AEW, that he then says, then they say, okay, well, now we're going to hype up the fact that what we said was we're going to be about wins and losses. And this is a perfect way for us to be about wins and losses because we wouldn't do the DQ on AEW's W or nothing, but we would totally still work with him because we're open to working with him. So we'll send Hangman over there, do that match, end it in a DQ. They both look strong.
Right.
There's a lot of mind fuckery going on, I feel like.
There is. And
yeah.
And I also think like the big part of it is Pac not being signed to AEW and like I don't know they just it's a bummer because they made such a big deal out of it, like
it seemed like a really good upper mid card match,
yeah,
and what you kind of needed to fill out the card a little bit,
right?
Yeah,
and without it, I won't lie, like something feels missing.
Yeah,
as
but
much as I'm excited, and trust me, I know this show is going to be great, regardless of that match or not that match. Right? Like, this show is going to be awesome. We know that, but I don't like it from the perspective of, this is something we promised. This is our first pay-per-view. This is something that, like they're dropping the ball already. If that's indeed what's happening, like, it does feel a little bit like, ugh. I hope
maybe you should have known what Pac was doing.
Yeah,
you know?
maybe like that's
that should have known that sort of thing without doing all of that promotion.
It's a little bit dicky, and I think that it comes down to, you know, into the question of like, okay, yeah, it's cool that we have these like super like, you know, kind of whimsical contracts that kind of let you do whatever you want, and like, but when you need to work for us, you need to work for us type thing. Like,
yeah, but Pac was never signed to one of those contracts.
Right. And that's what I think the mistake is. It's obviously like promoting something too heavy without a guy being like completely on board with shit. It's
I mean, but then, dude, like, you know how much shit just changes in the wrestling business all the time.
And that's fair.
And like, how many times is the plan one thing that somebody agrees to?
I mean, Dolph Ziggler's back.
Yeah.
Attacking Kofi Kingston.
That's what I wanted. You know, I was dying for that.
We were all waiting for that. Mm-hmm. We were also all waiting for fucking Brock Lobster to fucking show up at Money in the Bank.
Right. Sure was.
Also, how did I not realize there wasn't an eighth entrant, and how did they not talk about that the whole time until right before he walked out to remind me?
No, they did. I mean, because they showed Sammy. They showed Sammy get crucified.
They didn't really talk about it.
I guess there wasn't
3 minutes after, like, 3 minutes into that match, it wasn't acknowledged. Like, again, like, it was just forgotten. You know that there was
because
a missing.
They wanted everybody to forget.
So, but to your point, it's all about things change. Fuck yeah. Kevin Owens doesn't want to go to Saudi Arabia, right?
Neither does Aleister Black.
Well, and so all of a sudden, now Dolph Ziggler pulled off Australia, put in the Saudi Arabia match, has to show up this week.
Right.
So, again, to your point, things change very quickly.
What, are you going to Saudi Arabia or something? What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the only one in this room who canceled my subscription last year when that shit happened. That's very fucking don't talk to me about my allegiances.
I'm not even threatening him with that shit. Like, you're the one that's bringing that up.
I'm
not trying to fucking.
I gotta sleep in the same room as him tonight. I'm gonna have to. Once again,
I
ripped the tape up, put the tape down.
Rip the tape up, put the tape down. Throw the stickers on the bed, take the stickers off the bed.
Do you think.
Obviously, there. Hangman is gonna be there in some capacity.
Yeah.
There will be a match.
And they could still surprise us with a lot of things.
They will.
They've really got the chance for quite a few tricks up their sleeve. Tony Khan is almost like pretty much said as much, you know.
And that's the thing.
They're
is
in
like,
Vegas,
and
if you, they have aces up their sleeves.
And if you don't deliver on that, if you're kind of promising a few surprises, if you don't deliver on that, people will be pissed. I will be a little pissed, to be honest with you. I understand you got to run a wrestling show. I understand that. Yeah, but you didn't have to say that you have tricks up your sleeve.
I mean,
you don't have tricks up your sleeve, don't say you got tricks up your sleeve. Like,
great. I mean, and yeah, that's fine. I have not seen nor heard that interview, and I'm sure that it is there. I'm not ruling out that. But like for me, I haven't. So it's not. And dude, the card can run exactly as it is right now with no surprises, and I won't be pissed at all.
Oh, yeah.
I think
we're all in that.
A lot of eyes to a lot of wrestlers that people haven't. It's like giving like a very good window to this because all eyes are on this event. So there are wrestlers that maybe have been working their whole lives that like are so good but never got the credit or at least got the stage to do it on. So now is their chance to do it, you know, and I think that's pretty cool.
Could Billy Gunn be the guy to win that battle royal? Because I don't got a battle royal winner in my head yet.
Really? I don't either.
You know,
and there's still four slots.
Four slots.
I'm saying possibly Hangman.
I hope Chico shows up.
I like
that's
that.
That's my hope. It's Chico El Luchador that shows up.
That could be cool. Something like
but
that.
But I'll tell you but what, if it's Chico El Luchador shows up.
Big enough name.
And Chico
I don't know
has,
if that's a big enough name.
Do you understand the relevance, though? Last year.
I guess not.
So last year, Chico
yeah.
was an entrant in the over-budget Battle Royal.
Yeah.
It was Flip Gordon.
Oh, that's yeah, that's right. Yes, booked. yes. Okay.
So,
okay.
If Chico shows up.
And then it's.
But if Chico shows up and he's wearing long sleeves.
Yeah.
Then it's Punk.
Then it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's a very big ace.
How? Okay, I know you're not a huge fan of Punk. I have my issues with him as well. Do you support that move by AEW or no?
I mean, I'm not the one booking it. I'm not a fan of Punk, so I'm not going to, like, support it. Sure, be a fan of him. You know what
You're
I mean?
Not going to be over the moon with it, but you can also understand it.
I mean, I'd completely understand it. You want to bring the most.
On a business perspective, it's fucking
genius.
The smartest move that you can
it's
make.
It's the best move that you could possibly make.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's going to happen, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I would sort of be surprised if it didn't.
We were talking about this not too long ago, because there's only so many people right now that like could even fit those roles. Those
right.
like there's not lot of available talent that have the name that can support that role, so
and would be a shock
and a meaningful shock.
I don't think AEW would do this, but whatever happened with Enzo and Cass with the Ring of Honor Supercard thing,
say that
I don't think they would do it, but like when you look at like shocking things, right, like everyone thought that happened, then it was like no, it's a work, but now no one's heard anything.
I think because
I haven't actually thought about it until right now.
That was a Ring of Honor thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think even Ring of Honor realized that was dumb.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think that's pretty much it.
I don't think AEW would be that dumb, but
they wouldn't.
I don't think so either.
They definitely wouldn't.
And they don't need those two fucking
No, because they're trying to fill their roster with people that aren't terrible pieces of shit.
Yeah. I just hadn't
Besides
thought about
MJF.
Them until right now. As we were and I was running through people, like wrestlers who you haven't seen in a while. And I was like, we haven't seen shit since that Ring of Honor, like that weekend. And then we were all like, oh, that's real. And then we were told it's a work.
Right.
You know? And then it's like, well, nothing happened. So
it doesn't even matter so much that you haven't seen them in a while. It needs to be because, like, Jericho's been seen fairly recently. You know, until he signed, like he had still been kind of.
It's true.
So
I think it's interesting that a lot of these wrestlers they haven't been wrestling regularly either that we've seen.
Yeah.
You know, like for months since this show has been like AEW started, like they like the Bucks were wrestling in New Japan and Kenny Omega was, you know, like they were doing a lot more. They were doing like still like what Marty's doing.
Yeah.
You know. And they haven't had all these matches, so it's going to be really interesting, I think, to see, like, in front of a crowd for the first time in a few months, and I think a lot of them are going to get super fucking hyped up, and we're going to see some awesome wrestling.
Bro, that fucking tag team match is going to be so stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's
going to be... Oh, my God.
That's going to be insane.
Because we've seen the Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, I haven't seen them live. I mean, I've
They're
seen...
Incredible.
Right,
oh
but,
my
like,
gosh.
Dude... When you see that shit live, you're just like, what?
It's like superheroes right in front of you.
We watched that match with Pentagon and Kenny Omega last year. We're just like, gee.
What?
What the fuck?
I don't know how you're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that kind of shit. And having seen some of these wrestlers before and like knowing that everybody is going out of their way to put on the best show possible, like... SCU versus the OWE, the Oriental Wrestling, is going to be stupid. Like, that's going to be... Because you know that they've got some shit planned that's going to work out, and SCU will put them over huge.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking, like, Jericho, Omega, we could see another five plus star match potentially. Bucks and Lucha Brothers is going to be...
Got the Judas effect this time.
Mm. Yep. That MMA back elbow. Yeah. Also, but also Cody and fucking Dustin. Like, that's...
I think that might be a weird sleeper of an actual match.
Free match. Like, for them to do whatever they want. Like, yeah. Don't have to run it by anyone. Like, go out there and fucking tell the story. And I think, like, there's so much history. I think we're going to be told a fucking awesome story.
I think so,
match.
Too.
It's
going
to
be really emotional.
I think we are. I think it's going to be emotional. I think it's going to make us cry in the end. But I also think it's going to be all right. Come on, little brother. Mm. Let's show them that we can actually wrestle,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's going to be
like,
great.
I think they're going to put their bodies on the line as much as...
For Dusty,
they're gonna do it for their dad. Yeah,
yeah.
It's gonna be a weird match. I think like it might not be the most technically proficient, but I'll tell you what, it'll probably have the best story of the night.
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. Yeah, where do you think that falls in the card?
I think
like, where do they put that
mid show? Yeah, like everything has its own dynamic, so all the matches are gonna like be like everyone's gonna, I think, gonna be on fire.
It's a hard one. It's interesting. It's a hard one to schedule, like as a show, because we were talking about it earlier as well. Like what goes on last? You were very steadfast. It will be the tag match.
I
said Jericho Omega, and you said the tag match.
But when I looked in the program, the very first match that is there is Cody and Dustin.
Oh.
So they open the show with it.
Opening match.
But that's
no. Like the main event match is the first match.
Oh,
like
oh.
So, like they show that one, and then the next page is the Bucks and the Lucha Brothers.
Interesting. So they could close the show with Cody,
which would be even more emotional.
Oh fuck, they're gonna do that.
Yeah,
fuck, they're gonna do that, aren't they?
So the thing that they need to do though,
camera bawling our eyes out.
Yeah, like bitches.
That makes sense,
and that's fine
because it's his.
It's a swan song.
Yeah.
It's a swan song for.
It's.
I don't think it will be.
We did,
but
you don't think it's his last match?
One more ride, or is it? I don't think it is.
I do. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I just think he goes into a backstage role though at AEW. It's all too perfect. It works itself out. Like.
Yeah, but I don't think
it's
his
last.
He's
gonna lay it all out and see how it. Hands out.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it's.
That's what I think.
Maybe he's asking himself,
seeing what he can do.
Maybe he's not even.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he's gonna lay it all out on the line.
Yep. So that could very well close the show. But the thing that they need to really worry about this time is pacing the show out better than they paced out All In, so they don't have to cut the last fucking match short.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Like super short because that
which would have been the best match, probably close to the best match of the night.
So,
like it could have been so much more,
so good.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ray Phoenix, fucking Ray Phoenix, Rey Mysterio, and Bandido versus. Man,
it's a bit of a travesty.
Yeah.
It was Golden Lovers and
it was Kota and the Bucks.
Yeah, Kota and the Bucks. Yeah. Not Golden Lovers, but yeah, Coder.
Yeah, but it would have been just so, like that match would have been
still the shit, like up until then. But the fact that they had to call it quick and like literally have them win
and literally out of nowhere.
Yeah, like literally because of the pay per view time.
And they say it was down to like
seconds, 30 seconds or something.
Like for the 1, 2, 3, and then out.
Yeah,
like, we're done.
If
like,
you watch the
sign
the,
off or whatever,
yeah,
like,
we
yeah.
watched the playback and
it's
so
they're
weird.
Rushing. They're just like,
yeah, they do the 1, 2, 3, and then as soon as the 1, 2, 3 happens, Excalibur starts doing the wrap up, and like they barely finish the. I think they might even cut off the last couple things that he says.
Yeah, like the thank you and stuff.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Cool that they got him on. Excalibur, by the way.
I love Excalibur.
He's going to be a really great addition to that team.
I love what like
him
I,
and JR are going to be interesting. You know, it sounds like they're really trying to work together and try and like JR's trying to like give him some advice as to kind of like, you know, little things that he's missing. Yep. And honestly, then you've got Excalibur probably giving JR advice as to, hey, old man, you're you know, probably missing out on some of this too. So nice balance. Like that.
Definitely.
Like that.
That's the thing that I think AEW is really doing well is balance. Like there's a lot of
new school, old school.
Yeah. There's a lot of new school, old school, and that's fantastic.
I think that goes back to the fans too. Like I think that's why their fan base is so big because it's such a big like group of people from such different generations, and that's really cool that they can share it together because it's probably a lot of parents and kids.
We saw so many families.
It's a really good point. Yeah. With the parents and kids thing.
I have not thought of that.
We saw so many families today. Like while we were
and
waiting
not necessarily young kids. Like it's like
teenager.
We did see some like definitely like probably like 8, 9, 10, you know.
It's about the age though.
Yeah.
About the right age, you know, when I was wanting to go to wrestling shows as a kid when I was first getting into it.
Right.
And think about it, like the old and the new school, like with the, you know, the WCW effect, that's not lie. AEW's got the WCW effect because of not only just the TNT deal, but the, you know, the
Cody.
The Cody, the everything. Yeah, like there's a lot of parallels here, right? And then mix that like that old school sort of vibe with a fan that does want a lot of like the newer school like athleticism and the strong styles, if you will, or you know, like a lot of the new school of wrestling.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. You could have just asked me. I would have given you one. I'm right here. You could have asked me for a beer. I could have got you one.
Didn't want to interrupt you mid-thought.
All right, man.
No, but I think it's...
But yeah, that new school, old school thing is very, very much, I think... I mean, I would agree with it for myself.
Dude, look at the lineup of the StarCast convention. And look at the talent that's there. Because you have, like, the height of the new school independent scene there in... I mean, Cody and the Bucks and Orange Cassidy, who's this weird fucking, like, I don't know if you're familiar with him at all, but he's just kind of like weird and cool.
I'm not actually.
He like comes out and he has like these light blue jeans and a jean jacket and always wears aviator shades and just like barely takes his hands out of his pockets to wrestle. Like it's a ridiculous gimmick. Like
that's super cool guy. Like, is that the thing?
You and I have definitely watched him multiple times. Yes.
And it's
I don't think I've seen him.
He actually pulls off some good shit while his hands are in the pockets of his jean shorts.
Yeah. Not jean shorts, full jeans.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like here?
Yeah.
Like, or in the back?
No, in the front.
Yeah,
in the front?
You refreshed my memory. We've watched quite a few of his matches.
It's ridiculous.
Is he doing drop kicks with his hands in his pockets? Like,
yes.
He's doing a lot of shit with his hands in his pockets.
That's pretty fucking rad.
And being way too cool for everyone.
And then, like, his glasses will fall off or somebody will take his glasses off and they'll put them on and all of a sudden they go into that mode.
Yeah. Like, the glasses have the power.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of... So, like, you've got...
Oh, Jim Cornette had another seizure? So,
I mean,
like,
I really hope that this weekend just brings it out in him.
Oh, he will die after.
It's going to be crazy.
Like, one of these shows will kill him.
But you got that, and then just all of the people that are signed to AEW and the fucking, like, I don't know, so many people that are on there. And then you've got the Four Horsemen and Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard and, you know, like all these... different old school ass so you've got and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and just all the
whole old school and new school, and it crosses over. We saw it in the StarCast one.
Yeah,
you know, I think we're gonna see it a lot more this weekend. I'm super looking forward to that because it is that, and I love the analogy that Kelsey you brought up, like the parent and kid, you know, and it can be of any, like it could be like if I had a teenager, you know, or something like that. Like, but imagine being, even like you said, you saw some 8 and 9 year olds. Imagine being 8 and 9 years old and like not knowing. This is what you know. Like, you're just getting into it. Like, you don't know what's been going on in wrestling and big business wrestling. You're going to AEW and your parents are like showing you AEW. That's a pretty fucking cool thing.
Yeah, it is.
What AEW doesn't have that the previous generations have had is that kids at that age don't watch cable anymore.
Yeah.
And so the TV deal almost means nothing to them.
But AEW has done such a great job
with their social media presence and promoting online that that's how they capture them. They know they have to do that.
Yeah.
But is that going to
But the TV deal isn't for the kids.
It's for us.
Us.
It's for us.
It's for adults that have cable.
Yeah.
That actually care about watching an hour or 2 hour long show.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think you can find many 13, say 9 to 18 year olds. I don't think you can find many of them that have watched an hour long show in their lives.
Oh, you have plenty. I have trouble watching a 30 minute show sometimes because I like look at my phone and I'm like, stop. Why am I doing this? Like, stop doing that, Matthew. Let alone 3 hours on a fucking Monday night after a fucking long ass pay per view.
Yeah,
you know. And then, but now they're changing that third hour by dimming the lights. Have you heard that?
Oh, I know.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's honestly totally raw.
Yeah,
it's the. It's also the fact that, kids will watch an hour-long show, but they'll binge-watch 8 hours of it on Netflix. It's not a, like, people aren't as engaged, with the exception of apparently Game of Thrones, people aren't as engaged in the weekly episodic thing as they used to be. It's not...
We want it now.
Yeah, we do want it now.
Yeah.
I totally, like, just hypotheticals, but... Do you think it's better for AEW to do kind of more of a film everything in one location type thing, or go on the road and film like weekly television shows that way? Like,
I go back and forth on that. I know that.
Yeah.
They're not doing house shows.
Meaning that they're not doing a standalone.
Yeah, traveling around doing non-televised events.
Okay.
They've said that.
Okay.
I don't know what they've said in regards to televised events other than that, but this was part of the, like, we're not working, our people, like, they don't have to be on the road as often, like,
right.
schedule, but they have said they're not doing like these non-televised house shows throughout the week as everyone's doing or WWE.
But does that mean that their talent can still take other bookings
if they're
or are they exclusive contracts?
Well, it sounds like they're going to have to make those particular dates. And if they can fit stuff around them, then they're good. Is that maybe the way? That's the way I read
know
it.
How these contracts go. Are you exclusively signed? Or like Pac, are you not exclusively signed? And you
Pac was never like... was the thing, is like Pac was just competing.
Yeah.
He was never actually signed. But
he had to have some sort of contractual obligation with the company or whoever represents him.
Sure. But what I'm talking about is like these people that they have announced have signed with AEW, Lucha Brothers.
Like, they're signed. That's what I'm saying. They're getting paid regardless. Like, if they have like a contract that says you get paid this amount minus whatever if you don't fall out of line of these stipulations.
And
like, it doesn't matter
what. But that's sort of my... That's sort of my question is, like, are they on that weekly guarantee or annual guarantee for X amount of dollars?
That's the question. Like, if you're getting paid, if Jericho's getting paid $3 million for 3 years, is he guaranteed that $1 million every single year despite how much he's used on TV or not, despite how much TV presence they have?
Right. Right. That's sort of like the...
And I'm just using him as an example because we heard like $3 million or whatever. So not to say that Lucha Brothers and stuff because they're obviously signed. I just
was
using him as an example.
Well, no, but that's just like because I know that the Lucha Brothers take bookings in other places and they still wrestle in Mexico. And
so
they
is
still
Jericho
wrestle...
apparently, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, and that's just it. Yeah. Like, obviously, Jericho's
not, because he's right. still going to be working with New Japan, and New Japan turned down the working deal with AEW.
Maybe it is just going to be a case-by-case basis, and it's as long as you show up for X percent of the shows and you're available for 75% of what we can do, or and
this
and,
number of
I guess it depends
yeah, that
on
number of pay-per-views or whatever it is, then we're good. Or
it's really weird.
It would be interesting to see one of the contracts, but I guarantee you they're all completely different.
I think every one of them's different, and that's sort of dangerous too. I think long term is how that's going to work for the whole company as a whole. Because people are going to get that favoritism. People are going to be like, well, that guy was able to do that thing. And then,
but I honestly don't think that it's... I don't know that they're going to limit their people to being, you know, exclusively working for AEW. Like, yeah, you have to be
They've
at the
events.
They've
said they don't want that. But right. How hard is it going to be if we have schedules every week that we're recording a TV show?
That's not that. That's not that difficult.
It's going to be, well.
It's not. Like, because you look at somebody like Joey Ryan, who literally is traveling to a different city every every day, and then, you know, like from this city to this city.
I guess it's on you at that point anyway, so yeah.
You still got to hustle and make money in the wrestling industry. I'm sure that, like, yeah, AEW is paying their people well, but it's not, like, is it enough to not have to work again? That's kind of how they made it seem when they...
Is it enough to not have to work with anyone else?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Because that's kind of how they made it seem with Rick Knox when they signed him.
Right. It definitely,
like, because he said that he could quit his day job. And I'm like, well, what is your day job? Is just running shows for
exactly.
bar wrestling and PWG?
Because,
like, you're everybody's favorite ref. So I don't understand. It's all very interesting to see how it shakes out. And the TV deal doesn't even start until, what, October?
Think so.
So it's going to be after SmackDown moves to Fridays.
But it's not that long after it moves. Like, it's real close, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
It's real close.
Like, it's like within...
Like, I think SmackDown moves in September or early October.
It does. SmackDown moves in October.
Which SmackDown AEW
I think it's
in
like,
the same month
I think it's
moving
this,
is nuts. Like,
oh, it's definitely like planned.
Yeah, exactly. There's also a lot that they have to do in this, you know, period in between doing this show that's coming up on Saturday and October. I mean, they've got a couple of things.
They've got
pay-per-view every month. Leading up.
Well, they've got the Fyter Fest, and then they've got Fight for the Fallen, and they've got they're going to do All In 2, which is yet to be announced, but...
And that'll be, what, September? So that'll probably be the last one...
Before the TV deal,
which would make sense.
But they also... So they have to grab everyone's attention right now, so attention's on.
Yep.
But now you have to... Keep everyone's attention through these monthly pay-per-views
and that's going to obviously be tough just because of the fact they don't have the TV deal right now. They're going to have to do that all with social media. They're going to have to, you know,
but
fuck.
In this day and age, it may work. It's already been working.
A lot of questions that need to be answered. And honestly, here we are. We're hopefully going to be able to answer a few of them while we're here in Vegas
and find out a little bit more about it.
I'm a sucker for these things, but I'm one of the things I'm most interested in. I just want to see that belt, motherfucker. I want to see that belt like nothing, nobody's business.
Because like.
I think it's gonna be good.
I think it's gonna be good too. And I wonder if they're gonna debut it at the weigh-in tomorrow.
If I was Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and an executive. Producer, whatever they are.
Executive Vice President.
God. Sorry. If I was an Executive Vice President, that's what I would vote for.
I mean, there's almost no need to debut it because you don't have a championship match.
Exactly.
Very true.
I think they do it on the show to hype the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
but they also wouldn't necessarily have to.
They don't. There was an interview the other day with a famous British comedian named Jack Whitehall. He interviewed Tony Khan.
Yeah.
And he's a goof. He's a wrestling fan, and he's like a rich kid, honestly, like this, sure. Like he's a pussy, like, you know,
obviously. Yeah. You didn't have to say that. I knew.
I like the guy. He's actually pretty funny. He's got some good jokes. I've seen a bit of his work, and he's here, obviously, in Vegas doing the thing. He's going to be at Double or Nothing, and they did that. I don't know if you saw that video where he's fumbling with a bag. He had the belt in the bag, and like it was a gimmick, obviously, like that he couldn't get the bag open because he's so nervous and he's so awkward and he couldn't do it and open the bag to show you the belt. But just trust me, the bag's in there.
Right.
Or the belt's in there and in the bag. And you can see almost an outline, and I already like the outline. It's nerdy as that sounds, but yeah. Kind of think it's maybe gonna have a big gold belt feel.
Sounds like you're looking at a big bulge. Seriously,
what are you looking at? Pitbulls?
You're like, I like. Damn what it! I saw. I don't know. I just saw an outline.
I just saw like, but I would totally suck it. I just want you to know.
Just want you to know.
I just want to touch it.
I think it's better than a winged eagle.
Yeah.
First of all, nothing is better than a winged eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll have a big gold feel to it.
It feels right, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Have that old school kind of vibe.
And back to that, what we were just talking about. Yeah, it just makes sense.
As long as all their belts don't look the same.
And as long as it does not look anything like the 24/7 title.
Actually, they should do a replica of that as their main title, please. Like,
How long do you reckon until
that's what AEW is going to do. They're going to do the 365 24/7 title.
And it's actually going to look amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It'll look really good.
And have a purpose.
Yep.
Honestly, I think it's a good enough time as any. We've covered a lot of ground. We've got a lot more to cover over this week, and we should probably wrap this up. Is there anything else we want to say before we...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh. Because Happy Gilmore is apparently on repeat on Paramount Television.
And up next, lip sync battle with Christy Teigen.
You know what? They said that, though, the last time that Happy Gilmore was on, and they never played the lip sync battle. I've been waiting all night.
I think it says next Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
Next Thursday at 10.
I'll be out of this fucking hotel jabronis. By then.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely will be out of this hotel by then.
I've been waiting.
Until then, we're going to watch Happy Gilmore like it's Groundhog's Day.
Yep, and we definitely will. You guys can definitely look forward to a bunch of shit coming at you.
Absolutely.
After the next couple days.
One bit at a time. I think I'm going to release this one on both Ono Radio Show and Ono Wrestling because it's a bit of both, and it's a fuck you episode for anybody that wants to, you know,
tune
up.
Oh, my God. If you want wrestling, you're not getting all wrestling. If you don't want wrestling, you're getting a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's just like every show.
Exactly.
You're getting a little bit of wrestling.
You guys are going to have to go walk home now down the strip. You're going to, you might get accosted by 16,000 almost homeless people handing you little flyers
for hookers.
Yeah, you might.
Every time they flick them.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They flick it and try and hand it to you. I'm like, I'm going to break your motherfucking hand.
They try and get
Do you have to learn the flick before you get the job?
So bombarded with so much. Then they're like, girl to your room? And you're like, how is that? That's fucking horrible for everyone involved, I think.
Yeah, that's sex trafficking.
Yeah.
I'm not trying
to be a part of that.
I'm not a big fan. I'm pretty sure we saw a hooker in the elevator.
We interacted with one in the elevator.
Yeah, we interacted with one.
So much powder on her nose.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean cocaine.
Not attractive. And it was funny. We got to the ground floor because...
There's one other guy in the elevator, and she started, like...
What is it? Her John? Is that the term?
Yeah.
The John?
And, he got the fuck out.
Yeah, he was like running out of this hotel like a motherfucker. Like he was like, oh, he did something wrong. Like,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty sure he farted in the elevator too. Real nice.
That was you.
It was awkward.
Probably was. Anyway, guys, we will catch you next time, probably tomorrow, with a little bit more Ono Wrestling. Who knows when it's going to come? This has been Owen.
I'm the modern day Mataraja.
You can just say your name.
I mean, it could.
All right, hold on. I'm Matthew.
I'm Duncan.
Kelsey's been here. Thank you, Kelsey.
I have been here.
Thanks for sitting in. It's fun having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're going to have you all week.
All week.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. And what do we say when we get out of here?
The price is wrong, bitch.
Woo!